Welcome,
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Hi, special edition today.
Yeah.
I mean, two times on Thanksgiving week. I mean, we are just full of giving.
How great are us? Don't mind if we do.
And we're so thankful for all of you. Actually, that is more than giving. We are very thankful.
Yes, I would agree.
So we are happy you found us on a Tuesday, because we're usually coming to you on a Monday. But we have a very, very special edition today because we have a friend. Her name is Kim.
From Slaycation.
From the podcast Slaycation. So we invited Kim over to tell us a story that she would normally tell on her podcast. So gives you a little glimpse into Slaycation. She talks, obviously, it's about vacations. And we are going to give a little disclaimer.
Kind of a big disclaimer.
Actually, a big disclaimer.
Yeah. So normally, you know, our whole thing is we don't do cases that involve children. And we have found that a lot of people enjoy that. But we get recommendations for children's cases all the time. So clearly, a lot of people don't mind. Well, those of you that don't mind hearing cases about kids, this one's for you.
It is. I want to just also say it's a teenager. And by the way, it's also a unsolved case. So there's two things that we don't normally do, but I think there's some big learning lessons.
There is some big learning lessons. And, you know, Slaycation, they cover the gamut, but you guys are really going to love it. We loved talking to Kim, and her podcast is great. She does it with her husband and another co-host, and they have the same kind of vibe.
Yeah, they do. She's great. So I think you will enjoy this. I mean, even just because we are going on vacation soon, like it puts in my head, like we have to be aware, whatever. But so let's listen. And then you guys can go follow Slaycation wherever you listen to our podcast.
Yeah. And in addition, we did a little episode for them. I'm sure they're going to drop soon.
I know.
Yeah. Which was an update on a case that we covered here for Hillary Brown and Dr. Ben Brown. So if you want to hear
the update.
Latest on that, then
Head over there.
Yeah.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Housewives of
True Crime. Welcome.
Welcome.
We have a super special guest today. And we told you a little bit about her, but she is live and in person. Kim from Slaycation, a podcast that we adore. They are funny. They are just like us. And they talk about vacation that go down the wrong path.
Oof, and do they?
Oh my gosh, girl. So Kim, welcome. Hello, hello.
Thank you, Tabitha. I really appreciate that. I'm good, you know, just one foot in front of the other. How about you guys? How about you, Gretchen? What are you guys?
Well, we are flying by the seat of our pants, you know.
Story of life.
Right?
Really the story of life. We really are.
Normal.
So what you all do not know is we were recording, when was that? Monday.
Now yes.
Thursday.
Yes.
And just like we all are, it was a shit show. And so we are back. And it's so like good this time. It's
oh
so great.
God. No. Thank you guys for your patience. And thank you for having me back.
It's just such a relief for us not to be the ones that are, you know, struggling. So thank you for that,
Gretchen,
validation.
I appreciate
Kim.
That. I understand and really can relate to that in such a visceral way.
So Kim, you do your podcast with your husband.
Yes. And his business partner and our friend.
And your friend. So tell us a little bit about Slaycation.
Well, Slaycation is a true crime podcast that deals with mysterious deaths, sometimes disappearances, and murders while on vacation. One thing I have to say is I was shocked initially at just how many of those there are and how surprised I was that we could even have like such a specific
podcast with just that.
Yeah, exactly. But there are many.
And then what Gretchen and I just really cannot even like wrap our heads around is the fact that you do this with your husband. Like,
yes.
How in the world?
How do you work together? You know, I got to say, it's actually pretty good. You know, and I give him lots of credit. I have to give him lots of credit because I will tell you, Tab, I will tell you, Gretchen, he has mastered the art of working with me. He treats me like a crazy person.
That's probably why it works.
I mean, he speaks to me in quiet, hushed tones when he needs to. So me and Adam, we have a good thing. I think, you know, us raising our daughter was a huge help because I think, you know, I chuckled because, you know, he and I were like, we're not having kids. We're not doing that. No, no, no. And it was the one thing that we never discussed. We didn't discuss parenting styles. We didn't. So it was a great time to find out that we each had completely different parenting styles, like on the fly.
Oh, you know, so you're saying like, you work together now because you worked out the kinks on
right,
the
hand. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Exactly. And yeah. And it was funny. I you know, was listening to your guys' podcast and I was hearing, I'm not sure which one of you it was, but mm-hmm. talking about your teenage daughter.
That's me.
Yeah. Oh. And how like she's, you know, just kind of doing her teenage thing and she sees you, acts like she doesn't know you. And I was just like, yes, girl. Yes. The struggle is real.
Oh God, it is. Please. I'm like, does it get better?
Can I just tell you? And it was so funny because I wanted to get on the phone and just be like, Tab, girl, I'm here to tell you. I spoke more to my daughter that first year of college than I did from her being in eighth grade all through high school.
Okay. All right.
I tell her that all the time. I tell her that all the time.
Yes.
She will appreciate you.
Yes. Just hearing it from multiple sources.
Yeah. Last week, my 12-year-old told me that she's not really feeling college or marriage. She just wants to go straight to babies.
Right. <She's> right. Right. And you're like
you can take that route, but it's a little bit harder, girl.
Yes.
Let's, you know, like maybe work this out.
Yes. Yes.
She's like, no, no.
She's like, no, I know my dream.
Yeah.
I know my dream. And that's my dream. Oh, my God. Ladies, the struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
So how did you guys get into podcasting? Yes.
Well, because exactly this. We needed our own thing when we are in the thick of parenting. And we felt like that was all we were doing was, you know, the hamster wheel of that. And we needed
something.
When
our youngest got around six.
Yeah.
Both our youngest are the same age. We, you know, they're like in school.
Right, right, right.
And you start to get your sanity back and you're like,
yes.
Okay, what would be fun if we talked about something besides freaking, you know, little Einstein and,
no. Oh my God.
You know, like all that crap.
You are so right.
Yeah. So that's how. And 5.5 years later, we're still here.
I love that.
Kicking along. So it's been a wild ride, but it's been fun.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. good. And that's, you know, I guess that's the thing that the message we should, you know, impart to our daughters, you know, like, you know, I think, you know, Gretchen, like really lean into that with her, like, oh, that's great. And you can think of names and that's going to be so fun. Just think of, you know, this, that, but you know, maybe there's something that you can do. Maybe, you know, cause she's going to go to school and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's kind of what I
did. You gotta have some sort of self-identity.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah, look, right. The one thing that I got my daughter to understand was, girl, you like to go to Sephora and drop $300. So you're going to need to figure out how that.
Oh, we've had this one has taken me on the Sephora trip. And I am like, okay, girl, let's see how far your $40 goes at Sephora. And then I want to watch me spend the $40 at Target. Let's
exactly.
see who comes home with more.
It's one lip gloss if you're lucky.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, you're just going to lose it or leave it in your damn pocket and I'm going to wash it.
So
it's not worth it. Okay.
No. It's really not. It's really not.
Should we get to it?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So today we will be slaycating in Aruba. Now we've done this case recently, so we're going to revisit it. And I think this is a good case for us to kind of bring some attention to the story of Max DeVries. And we will begin our slaycating adventure in Aruba. Okay. And this is the small island country located in the Southern Caribbean Sea, situated about 18 miles off the coast of Venezuela. Okay. Aruba was once previously part of the Netherlands Antilles, which was also known as the Dutch Antilles. And this is a group of islands on the in the Caribbean Sea.
This is also Natalie Holloway.
Yes, Natalie Holloway, also in Aruba. Aruba, you know, it's so funny that you said that, Gretchen. This is not our first case in Aruba either. And it's not even, and we haven't even covered the Natalie Holloway case yet.
Oh, yeah.
Tourism is, as we know, the heartbeat of Aruba, and it is the backbone of Aruba's economy with soft sands, turquoise waters, and warm, sunny weather. And trade winds keep the island comfortable. And due to its location outside the hurricane zone, rarely do they experience severe weather. And its consistent climate makes it a great destination for getaways. So you're not worried about hurricanes or typhoons or any of that stuff.
That does sound dreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a plus for Aruba. All right. So this story begins with Yvonne and George DeVries, who met and fell in love, married on November 12, 1989, in Blue Island, Illinois. And the couple would settle in Brighton, Michigan, a charming town in Livingston County, located in the southeastern part of that state. So for reference, it's about 45 miles northwest of Detroit and 20 miles north of Ann Arbor. And Brighton is described as a vibrant and welcoming community. And Yvonne DeVries describes it as the perfect place to raise a family where neighbors looked out for one another. And you got that Brighton offered a real sense of community. So Yvonne and her husband, George, he was a strategic asset manager for Dunkin' Donuts. And they would both begin their lives and start a family. And their oldest, a boy they named Maximus William DeVries, was born on April 18th, 1990. And 2 years later, in March of 1992, they would welcome a beautiful baby girl they would name Dominique. And the DeVries were a very happy family. And Yvonne and George doted on their children. It was pretty evident that the family always made time to spend together. There's actually footage of them. During the course of my research, I had come across footage of them where, you know, he's playing with the kids, sort of teasing them while she's taking video of them. And you can hear them sort of chiding each other. And they're actually having a watermelon eating contest to see who could gobble it up the fastest, which I thought was really cute. You know, you got the real sense also that they had a really good family dynamic. And it just really gave like fun, loving in every sense of the word. And George, he had a passion for the water and a profound love of the sea. And that would be something that he would impart to his kids. They were all big fans of sailing, even having a sailboat. And this would give the family another opportunity to, you know, spend time together fishing, swimming, and just enjoying the sunshine. So no doubt, you know, this influence would have a huge impact on Max, the older boy. He would be a first mate on a charter boat at just 14. So that's, you know, that's pretty amazing. The family, however, would be blindsided by tragedy when the family's patriarch, George, would die suddenly, just 2 days short of their 13th wedding anniversary, leaving Yvonne widowed and now the single parent of two children. So now it's just picking up the pieces, trying to just gain some clarity. You know, about a year and a half later, Max, who is now at the threshold of high school and would be graduating eighth grade, and his sister Dominique was in middle school. It just felt like it was time to move forward. And, you know, Yvonne feeling like, you know what, this would be a good time to just get the kids and just get away. And I imagine that this too was probably the first significant vacation they've had since George's sudden passing. So they would pack up. The kids' Aunt Pat and Yvonne's sister-in-law would join them on this trip. So on May 7th, 2004, the family boarded a plane and arrived in sunny Aruba and checked into the La Cabana Beach Resort, which, of course, boasts a wide range of amenities like swimming, water sports, scenic views of the beach, you know, just
sounds
to give
lovely.
A sense of what is out there and what they're looking at. And this was perfect. You know, the family-friendly resort with a pool, beach, water slide, spa, and casino for the adults, you know, when they need to take that break. Do you guys do casinos?
Yeah, we love a casino. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, girl.
Do you like, so when you gamble, right? Because I'm afraid that I'm going to really just lose it because I have no self-control. I'm going to be honest. So how do you navigate that?
Well, I've gone to the ugly place a couple times. That's all that it takes, though.
I have a lot of self-control. So I bring, you know, the amount of money. And then what I do, my husband calls me a squirrel. I put the money in. And then as soon as it starts coming back to me, I just start hiding it in my pockets. And then I will just play with the winnings. And that's it. So I will try to always at least walk away with what I came with.
Right. So you give yourself, you know when to cut yourself.
Yes. And then, you know, sometimes you go and say, I bring $100 for the trip or whatever. And if that goes very fast, then I'm really pissed because I'm a sore loser.
She is.
And I want to go home.
Right. You're like, I'm done.
And I'm really, you know, a baby.
Yeah. We both can be babies. I get really mad at Tabitha when we go to casinos and I think this is a total, like the worst thing she's ever done to me, maybe, is I will stop playing a machine and then bitch will sit down at the same machine. And
I do.
I'm
I love
like,
it.
You know what? We're not friends anymore. Okay.
Well, yeah, because she's mad if I win on that machine.
That's right.
But you know That's the hot machine is the one that's just been played. So I know what I'm doing.
We just took our kids to Vegas and we couldn't actually gamble because we have the children.
Yeah.
Right?
You kind of like try to sneak it for like one thing. You're like, run over here real quick.
And I'm trying to teach them, you know, gambling, it's okay, but you know, it's not as fun as it looks. It's not.
Because it looks really fun. I mean, the kids are like, Right.
Let's face it.
My husband is super like, listen, you know, this is how you do it. And you only spend so much money and blah, 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 blah. And some people take it too far, kids. Well, guess what? Mommy won $500 on a slot machine at the airport. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And my son is like obsessed. He's like, it's video games that pay. And I'm like, yes, it is. And it's so much fun.
Well, this resort where the DeVries were, that was it. They had like all this family friendly stuff.
Plus,
and they had a resort. So, you know. So Max at this point he expressed that he wanted to shoot some pool, which is kind of cool to think like there's a room, a rec room that has like ping pong and pool. And, you know, so they headed up to the second floor lobby where they had a game room, and Max would set up the billiard rack. He would begin a game, and his family, you know, they were just all hanging around. And these kinds of setups, like if you're on vacation, it always just it lends itself to just talking with people. You know, you're, you know, like, hey, this, hey, that. And suddenly
where are you from? Where am I from?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, so adjacent to Max was a man in his 30s who was also shooting pool. And this man, his name was David Stacy Jr. And he was at the resort vacationing with his dad, his adoptive dad, who was David Stacy Sr., who was in his 50s. And the men would begin conversing with the family, you know, just going back and forth. So for the sake of clarity, I'm going to refer to these two men as Junior and Senior. So Junior would be the adoptive father. Listen, Junior would be the adoptive son. And Senior would be the adoptive dad. So, you know, they began, you know, so Senior, he had started chatting up Yvonne, and she had actually considered for a moment, maybe he would be nice for Aunt Pat, you know, hook them up. Because, you know, they were friendly. And Junior and Max now were shooting pool and talking cars. Junior was reportedly a mechanic. And Senior had shared actually with Yvonne that, you know, he had recently lost his wife. And, you know, of course, that resonated with her, having lost her husband not that long ago. And, you know, Senior had also shared with Yvonne that they were in Aruba celebrating the anniversary of the adoption. So, you know, that seems kind of sweet. They're there having a good time. And at some point, she lets it be known that she's going to take the kids on an excursion to go parasailing. And have you ever been parasailing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've never, I'm too much of a chicken shit. I'll be honest.
I will not do it again, but I have done it multiple times, but I do not. I'm not a person that wants to like fly in the sky. Like I do not like heights at all. So
Tab, that's my reaction to roller coasters. I did it. I'm good.
Yeah. I think I'm just getting to that part where it's like, okay, I don't need to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll watch.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So Junior and Senior decided, you know what, let's join you on this. And so they all went together and they all went parasailing and, you know, they all had a really great time, you know, and then they got back and just had dinner together and laughed and talked. And so, you know, that was a really nice way to spend the day. And, you know, it was nice to meet with new people and connect. And I think it was nice, too, that, you know, I'm sure Yvonne was feeling like nice that my son, you know, is connecting with these guys.
I can see that.
And just having suffered that huge loss. And, you know, he had lost, you know, his wife. So it was, you know, I'm sure she thought, you know, this is a very healing situation, you know. So it was the next day. And, you know, at some point, Junior and Max go off. What's that water sport when they do the water skiing, the water ski?
Jet ski.
Jet skiing. That's it. That's it. Have you ever done that? I've never done that either.
No, it's so good. It's super fun. Good.
You can handle that, Kim.
Yeah, no, Kim, girl, you could definitely do that.
No.
We'll throw you on the back of the Sea-Doo. You just wrap those arms around my waist.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We could even fit all three of us, the whole throuple.
Yeah. Right. They actually have one.
They have ones big enough. Yeah. We're going too fast. We're not jerky dudes.
Yeah. Right.
It's so fun.
I don't know.
You would love it.
I don't know. I'll tell you, when we went to Turks and Caicos a few years ago, my husband and daughter went jet skiing, and I just was like, I'm going to just stay here and watch. I know. I'm a pussy. I'm not going to lie. But Max and Junior went off, and they had a great time, and they came back, and, you know, they was talking about it, and it was a blast. And so it was like, it was good for them, you know. I felt like they were having a really good time and they was getting to know each other. And so the following day, Yvonne's like, you know what? Today is the day we're going to just lay by the pool and just chill. And, you know, they're by the pool and Senior comes out. And Junior is still back in his room sleeping, right? And Senior had expressed that, you know, I want to go jet skiing. And he had said that this was something that he had wanted to do, you know, while he was on this trip. And he had heard that Junior and Max, you know, they had such a great time that he was like, hey, Max, do you want to go back out? And Max, of course, was like, yes, I want to go back out. Absolutely. And of course, Yvonne was like, we did that yesterday. Okay, we're having a chill day. We're not going to do that now. And we all know, right?
Yeah,
like
the dilemma.
Your kid wants to do something, all right? It can't be overstated that when they want to do something,
they don't stop. They just keep asking.
No.
They are relentless. And, you know, so he just made the hard plea. He made the hard plea. And, you know,
Yvonne, you don't want to be mean, mommy.
No,
you don't
exactly.
want to be the buzzkill. You're
exactly.
in Aruba.
Exactly. Yeah. And let me tell you, if kids have mastered anything, it is the art of wearing your ass down. They just got it. Mm-hmm. And if you're not like, you know, and I'm sure she was like, you know, we're here to have fun. We're here to just kick back and relax. And then what does Senior do? He even offers to pay for it. So you don't even have that excuse.
Mm. Oh, so you have no excuse. You're like, okay.
Right. Exactly. So she relents and, you know, she's like, all right, go ahead. And off they go. And, you know, this activity averages about 45 minutes, maybe an hour tops.
Max, yeah.
And, you know, Yvonne had taken note of the time. And when an hour passed and Max and Senior had not returned, she decided, you know what, I'm going to head over to the Sunshine Water Sports Shack, which was where you rented the jet skis. And, you know, maybe hopefully I'll run into them.
Walking back or whatever.
Right. So as she's walking, she sees a man overlooking the water with a pair of binoculars. And she just walks up to him and she asks him if he's seen her son and an older gentleman. And the man with the binoculars says, well, that's who I'm looking for. They should have been back. So they had not yet returned. And of course, as any mother would, she
freaked out
and went right to the resort and just kind of said, we need all hands on deck because my kid's not back and this, you know, and senior is not back. I don't know what's happening. So the Aruban authorities and the Aruban Coast Guard were notified and they converged on the scene and a full-on search was initiated. All right. And hotel staff would go to Junior's room to advise him of the situation because his father was also now missing. And they're banging on the door, trying, but there's no answer. So, all right. And the search is continuing. And they're still, after several attempts, unable to get anybody to come to the door. So Yvonne at this point is in no doubt, just in a complete state of hysteria. And she comes back and she gets word that someone was found. And she sees on the boat, she sees Senior on the boat. She doesn't see her son, but she sees him. And she asks him when he approaches her, where is Max? Where is Max? To which he responds very cryptically, he's still out there. Now, that is not what any mother wants to hear when they're asking, where is my kid?
Yeah. And where's the jet ski?
The jet skis?
Missing? They were
in the boat.
So the jet ski is missing and Max is missing.
The jet skis were in the boat. They had the jet skis.
Oh,
it's so interesting. But, what happens when you fall off a jet ski? Not that we would ever let you fall off. Is when you fall off, it circles around you. Yeah.
Because you're supposed to be able to ride it single. So like if it falls out, what happens is the jet ski doesn't just keep taking off. The jet ski just does a circle so you can swim back to it. Also, you should be wearing a life jacket. They require that. And so was Max wearing a life jacket?
I'm glad you asked, Tabitha, because yes, he was.
So there's you find him. He's floating out there.
Right. So the man, Senior, goes on to say to Yvonne that they had gone to a sandbar, which was about 3 miles from shore. And he says
That's far.
That's very far, which, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't allow that on that jet ski, you know, paperwork he signed to rent that thing. Because I've done those many times and it's like you can stay within these parameters.
Right. But apparently they were at this this sandbar. And according to Senior, he said that Max, that they had gotten off the jet skis to just hang out and swim and chill out. But that when they went to get back on the jet skis, they wouldn't start up. This is what he's saying.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese. And now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you are, you are most definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormonal disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. They are in our food, water, the air we breathe. They are all up in our business, messing with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through, perimenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier through these changes. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. I've been taking Hormone Harmony for months and will keep on keeping on because it just makes life easier. I feel less stress, less bloat. And just even, I feel more like myself. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
So they attempted, according to Senior, to tie them together and figure out a way to tow the jet skis back. But it was clear that it was going to be impossible. And Senior then went on to say that they then decided that their best course of action would be just to wait for rescue, that somebody would come looking for them. He says that a short time later, he hears a thump and that he saw Max floating away. And Yvonne asks him, and didn't you try to go after him? Yes. He said, didn't you try to go after him? And he said, no.
Let me tell you what doesn't resonate with me. I'm not liking that. I have a 11-year-old boy.
Exactly.
And if you are just out there for an hour, there's no way in hell he's going to stop riding the jet ski to swim and chill. Okay.
No, exactly.
He's going to stay on the damn jet ski. You're going to have to pry his hands off of it, actually, to get him to come back.
Yeah.
And if
there's
they were
no
just
sandbar
chill,
activity.
He could have done that with his mommy back at the pool like she wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm getting sick in my stomach.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
It's
really weird. I mean,
where is this junior at?
So that's the thing. I'm glad you asked. The details get really murky here because now it's not surprising because yes, exactly. Because now we see different iterations. Now it isn't clear if one or both of the jet skis stalled out. If Max swam or floated away.
Both of them did not stall out. That just doesn't happen.
Right. Exactly. And the interesting thing, too, was that Senior would say that Max took off his life vest. He would say he got swept up in a current.
Oh, and he has different.
Yes.
Different things of what he has done.
Yes.
And if he took off the life jacket, they would still find the life jacket. You know, those waters are crystal blue. It's not
Yes, exactly.
It's not like you can't see, like in California.
Also, maybe if it's your own damn kid, you let them be swimming without a life jacket, you know, in some sandbar. But if I'm caring for somebody else's, kid, you're keeping your life jacket on.
Exactly. Like the you're responsible for this kid. There's no world where, first of all, there's no world where you're
like, taking them three miles out to some sandbar.
Exactly.
I don't know.
No,
and then you're
no,
like, man, she befriended this guy
exactly.
who
he
is a 50 something.
Her.
your old man. And this is really getting like, this is where we need to read this book again, where it's like, we need to be fearful even when somebody seems like they're
exactly
kumbaya.
Exactly.
They're not.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, it was about this time, right, when Yvonne noticed that Junior just appeared. She would say he just appeared out of nowhere after hours of the hotel staff trying wake him up, you know, wherever he was.
Right.
He says that he tells her that he had gotten drunk and he was passed out.
No.
Yeah. And she would note that he did not appear to be the least bit hungover and he seemed completely fine. And I don't know about you, but if I've been drinking and I'm passed out, I'm not refreshed for another week.
No, seriously. I mean,
no.
When I was in my 20s,
right,
I was at
exactly.
work, but I don't know if I was refreshed.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, Yvonne would even say that she found it very strange that Junior would just show up there and wondering like, oh, what's going on? Because that's kind of how he walked into the scene. Another interesting thing of note was that Yvonne immediately noticed scratches on Senior when he emerged from the rescue boat.
Mm.
He had scratches on his face and neck. And he would try to get ahead of this to say that he had gotten those scratches from trying to get back on the jet ski.
That's not
right.
The jet ski reached out and clawed him.
Right, exactly.
I hate it when that happens.
You ladies know because, right, exactly.
Yeah,
no.
It's you know, to use the.
They're made to get back on.
Exactly.
They thought of that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So that sounded very, very suspicious. So when they were given their statements to the authorities, Yvonne had asked police if they could conduct, you know, if they could do DNA sampling. Just why not have that on hand?
Yeah.
And if Senior could do a polygraph, if the investigators would just cover their bases. And they would say no. And they would not only say no, they would say this is not America.
Oh.
So I'm not really clear what they meant by that, but what they weren't going to do was they weren't going to take
actually
DNA
investigate.
Samples. They wasn't going to, right. They were not going to do a proper investigation. All right. And it was pretty clear that they weren't going to do anything. I mean, they were searching for Max. They had gotten, you know, they had all the, you know, they'd called out
search
the
party.
Coast Guard.
Yeah,
and, you know, they were looking, but they were not going to look more into this case.
This individual that took him out there.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, the exhaustive search for Max would continue for about 3 days. And it had been said that up until that point, which was, I think I said 2004, yes, it had been one of the largest search operations at the time. Because this was before Holloway, before all of that went down. And the boat, they had been out there just looking for any signs of life.
Mm-hmm.
And they would not find anything. They would not find Max, and they would officially call off the search on May 15th, 2004. The case was closed, and Aruban police declared that Max was presumed dead, lost at sea.
That is
and
so sad.
And so on May 18th, 2004, Max, Dominique, and Aunt Pat would make their way back home to Michigan. And wouldn't you know, guess who they run into, who's sitting right behind them?
On the airplane?
On the airplane. They're going to fly home with these motherfuckers sitting right behind them.
Oh, hell no.
And this is very strange. When they got on the plane, Senior had actually approached. He had approached Yvonne and asked her if he could send her some flowers on Max's anniversary. Right.
What?
That was my face. I don't know what he meant by that. She didn't even ask. She just ignored
I know
him.
What he meant by that. He meant, I killed your motherfucking son, and I want to
I
kiss your ass.
That.
Yeah, because I don't want you to make noise about it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, upon her return home, she had reached out to a retired detective, Corey Williams, and he was a detective in the Detroit metro area who
who has experience with child abduction and assault cases. He was actually one of the detectives that worked on the notorious Oakland County child killer case, where seven children over a 13-month period were abducted, held, and dumped. So she had presented the Detective Williams with the statements made by the men, junior and senior, in the disappearance of Max in Aruba. And immediately, he notices the inconsistencies in senior stories. And he just does a cursory, just to get the investigation, you know, he decides there's more to look at here. So he just does a cursory background check. Mm-hmm. And he discovers that senior was arrested in LA back in 1981 for, get this, crimes against children. And the victim who initiated contact with the authorities at this time was none other than 14-year-old Junior, his adopted son. Oh. Right? Ain't that some crazy shit?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing, too, was that there was no further information regarding this case and whether it had ever been adjudicated. So Williams stated that the investigation, he concluded that the investigation conducted by the Aruban authorities, just finding this little fun tidbit out, had basically been ass. The Aruban, their investigation was ass. They really didn't even do an investigation.
Yeah.
So the detective, he reaches out to a connection in the FBI and informs them of the details that he had uncovered, taking a closer look at this case and the disappearance of Max DeVries. And the FBI decides that they can open a case. And they begin to speak with Junior, who, of course, denies not knowing anything. And he agrees to a polygraph. But guess what? He ghosts them when time came around to actually do it. They speak with Senior, who, of course, just, you know, says, oh, he gave one of the many iterations of the versions of the story that he told. And unfortunately, you know, what would end up happening is that the FBI would be pulled from the case to address issues of terrorism. So now Max's case is cold and there's nobody working on it.
No one's working on it.
No, no. So interestingly, an ex-girlfriend of Junior's would contact Yvonne in 2016 and tell Yvonne that Senior had told her that Junior had been very upset about what happened to Max as they were close. And that's weird. That's weird because how could you, they barely knew each other. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty random that Senior would be sharing this with his adopted son's girlfriend. Yeah. And interestingly enough, she tells Yvonne that when she tries to address this with Junior, he becomes really angry, and so angry that it frightens her. And she stated that from that moment moving forward, she was so disturbed by Junior's reaction that she was afraid to ever mention Max's name again. All right. And the girlfriend tells Yvonne also that Junior admits to being sexually assaulted when he was a boy, but would not give up the name of the perpetrator.
But we know it was Senior.
Yep, we sure do. I think it's a safe assessment. She also shares with Yvonne an odd interaction that her son had with Senior, and that Senior was very interested in her son, wanting to sort of take on the quote-unquote grandpa role.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while initially she thought, oh, that's so sweet, you know, he wants to get to know my son, but it quickly became weird and creepy.
Yeah.
She recalled Senior repeatedly asking her 10-year-old son to, here, come, sit on my lap. No, 10-year-old boys are not sitting on anybody's lap, mm-mm. All right? Mm-mm. Weird.
My 10-year-old, well, he's 11 now, just barely, but he doesn't even want to give me a hug.
Thank you. Hello.
So yeah. I make him.
Right. Well, you're his mother, so.
Yeah. You know, that's what I say. I'm your mother, and you will give me a hug, and I will kiss you all over your face.
Exactly.
Forever.
Exactly. Exactly.
another girlfriend would come forward and reported that Junior had made a remark, all right, where he would say that the only thing his father ever did for him was get him out of some trouble in Aruba. Now, who knows what he meant by that? But it was also interesting because Detective Williams had said that he felt that both of the men were involved.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so too.
So the other girlfriend had recounted a time when she had heard Junior calling Max's name in her sleep, in his sleep, like in a dream.
Oh, God, that is real weird.
Isn't it? Like,
yeah.
This is somebody you met on vacation.
For like 2 days.
Thank you. We've all been on vacation. We've all chatted up people at resorts, right? Do you even remember these people's names? Because I don't.
No. But I mean, if one went missing, I would remember that. And my dad did take them out.
That's true.
But I think that you might be onto something with the...
Yeah. No. So, and when she had, you know, when she had asked him about this, he lost his shit. He would pull a gun on her.
What?
And hold her at gunpoint. And he would assault her. And somehow she managed to escape. And Junior is arrested for this. So Yvonne shares this information with Detective Williams. You know, thought, okay, this could be good. It may help, you know, get the case opened up and looked at here. So what ended up happening, though, was Junior would only get 2 years probation for the assault on his girlfriend. And it was just chalked up to be heavy drinking and just back and forth fighting. So it wasn't taken seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, he had hoped that, they would be able to leverage this information and that arrest for rape, kidnapping, and assault would help facilitate more of a second look into the Max's disappearance. So, yeah, it's kind of a really sad situation because they're never able to determine what actually happened. They never are able to make sense of.
Still, this is where we're at.
They don't know where he is. And Yvonne, the mom, has been trying to get, you know, she's on TikTok, she's on social media. She's been trying to get the case into the disappearance of her son reopened, you know. And these guys have just gone on with their lives, you know? They've just gone on with their lives. They've just, you know, moved forward.
She'll never go on with her life, but...
No, she'll never.
I don't know what they can get now, right? Like,
well, that's
because I think she wants the case reopened. But what can they find? I mean, somebody would have to come forward and...
There is a will, there is a way. Listen, the Natalie Holloway guy. I mean, granted, he's in prison for something else, but all eyes are on him.
Right.
He is in prison, even though it's Peru.
Well,
did you know Kim? He has like a wife that like visits him there.
Oh, no.
Of course he does. Yeah. These guys.
Okay. But also, we just watched this Into the Fire on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
This woman did not give up. And ironically, it's about a daughter she gave up for adoption. So I guess it's not that connected, but it's still adoption. And she goes with her gut. This is where you will find my daughter. And it takes her 10 years.
Oh, my God.
But they find
the daughter. You gotta watch it. It's so incredible.
And he's in prison.
Into the Fire, you said?
Into the Fire.
Yes. But I think Yvonne, keep making noise.
I think it is about noise.
It's come
about
to Crime noise. Con.
Crime to Crime Con. I mean, I think the exposure, if this guy is the guy that did it, he did not stop with Max.
He's there not the only one. Other That's right. That might be the road to get him.
I think so too. I think there's other people out there. It sounds to me like he has a knack for a 14-year-old.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying? There's a certain age that this guy likes, and I bet you that
I'll bet he's online on like the dark web.
Seriously.
Doing some kind of creepy
shit. I was
just
telling Gretchen, there's this kid on TikTok, and I say kid, but he's got to be over 18, but he looks like a kid. His name is Rob the Master, mm-hmm. and he exposes sexual predators He's amazing. He like goes on as like a 15-year-old girl, and he has these guys on recording live, and then he just he just exposes them. And
I love that.
So I feel like, you know, I feel like this douchebag is probably on one of these sites that Rob the Master goes after, looking for, you know, underage people. And as much as we do not talk about children, it is so, this child ring that is out there where there are pedophiles and people that go after children is so humongous, you guys. I think it's bigger than we can even imagine, and it has to be stopped.
Absolutely.
And people have to be aware to make a difference in it. And you're right, Gratch. The dark web is scary, and that's probably where he is.
Yeah. And I think it just, you know, cases like this just speak to that, you know, like we were talking about, she's having that dilemma, you know, do you go? Well, no, you don't. You can't let, you just tell somebody, I can't let my 14-year-old kid go with you. I don't know you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting.
Like, you know, I don't mean that by like any shade or whatever, but I just mean a lesson for all of us. Trust no one.
Right. And it really, you know, exactly, Gretchen. Because, you know, one of the things that I was really sort of, it had me thinking, and it really just like you have to almost drive home the point that even though you're on vacation, your guard is down, you're just relaxed, you still have to be on high alert. And I think, you know, that honestly, you know, just given just the reading and the research that I had done, I think that this family was targeted. I think that these men saw
100%. They saw her.
Right.
No, she's no husband.
No man. Right. 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 They ingratiated themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, oh, hey. And, you know, they set it up almost like, because I had even said that I think Max was assaulted. Yeah. I think that they murdered him. And I believe that even if he didn't go to the jet skis with Senior, I believe something would have happened. I mean, it might not have been the jet skis.
It could have been like that night. Like, hey, we're going to go play pool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, we left him at the pool place or whatever it is, you know? Yeah,
exactly. So I really, really believe that. And the detective had some interesting thoughts. He had said that, you know, in his experience working in these types of cases, he found that particularly like in the situation that Junior and Senior are in, that it's not uncommon for an abused person to become an abuser.
Yes, I know.
And that often it's also not unusual for the two of them to abuse together.
Right. Well, look at if you're bred for it. I mean, it sounds like this guy has been in it for, you know, since he was a kid, since he was adopted. And where is the mother in this adopted situation? Do we know?
Well, that's the interesting thing. Now, he had said, Senior had said that his wife had died recently.
Oh, okay.
And then Junior had said that he had told Max separately that his mom died when he was young. So there's never any...
No clear.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there's something more to it. And
There is no maternal figure in this dynamic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody knows something, and
exactly.
This is not the only time. Yeah, this is not the only one. I think this needs more exposure.
Absolutely.
It happened the year before Natalie Holloway disappeared.
That's right.
And so it didn't get the exposure that Hurst
did. It did not get the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important for them to, you know, take a look. And you know, I think like they dropped a lot so much.
Well, it happens a lot in places like Aruba that are dependent on tourism because they don't want
it to be known.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, it makes you wonder, like, what if they had gotten DNA? What if they had, you know, swab those scratches.
I want to know what's underneath his fingernails with all those scratches on him.
Thank you.
I know. That's where it was like.
Like that's, you know, that again, that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I really hope that, you know, she's able to get, you know, it's so funny. We had a whole thing about what do we think about the use of the word closure. And I am very much against the use of closure because there's just no world where there's ever really closure. But you know what word I do like? Resolution.
Yeah. Okay. Like you've taken it to the end of the road. And so
yes,
I think,
exactly.
So I think that's as far as you can take it. So you
exactly.
can get a little rest. I know.
Yes.
I like to say justice, but then I always feel like it's not ever really just.
Right.
But
no,
it's something.
It's just something.
Right. Is... Right. And it's just really hard to, you know, like here we are, it's 20 years since this had happened. Her daughter is, you know, grown up. Her son would, you know, probably be married with a family at this point in his 30s, I believe. And it's just so, it's so sad to think that, like, you know, what she has been cheated out of, what her family has been cheated out
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I don't know how you go on.
Yeah, no, it's really hard. And I guess, you know, that's why, you know, I hope that, to use the word, she gets some resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, Man. Well, if you or anybody you know has any information.
Or knows anybody that could have
anybody, yeah, please, you know, reach out and reach out to Yvonne. I'm sure she will love to talk to you.
She's on TikTok.
Yeah.
She is out there, you know,
yeah,
just putting the word out. So, and I know she would appreciate any kind of, you know, if anybody knows or said something.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Kim.
Well, thank you, ladies. This was
so
nice to have.
Thank you for coming
on. Yes. Yes. I'm really vibing with the female
thruple
energy.
Yeah. Yeah. We love it. We love it.
I've had a blast. I'm really happy we got to do this. And I hope that you guys have a really, really good time. And what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Is your mother-in-law coming for Thanksgiving?
No, she's not.
No,
well, my mother-in-law is coming for Thanksgiving.
Not.
I'm having the whole family over. My whole family's coming from California. And so we're doing the big thing. And I just did my Christmas tree already. So I'm set. Gretchen is having a smaller Thanksgiving.
I like that.
I'm hiding from people, running away.
Girl, I like
that's
that.
That's how Gretchen is. So we are opposite. We are opposite most of the time.
Oh, that's probably why you guys are such good friends, too. Because sometimes you add a little to, you know.
It's true.
God. So where can my audience find you, lovely ladies? Where are your
everywhere
social medias?
All of the places you listen to podcasts.
Love
it. Spotify. Yeah.
And you two are
Apple,
everywhere. Slaycators
is
everywhere.
YouTube. Yes. And we have a Facebook page. We have a Slaycators only page.
Yeah, good.
So yeah. Do you guys have
We do. We have Housewives of True Crime group on
excellent
on Facebook also. That is just for only the eyes of the group, which is so nice, right? Because anybody can say whatever. And their friends aren't like, hey, I heard you talking about that murder over there. Are you weird? And you're like, yes, I am weird, but I don't want you to know I'm weird.
Yeah, you all are weird.
Like, yes. Weird with our own
eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. So guys, go give my friends a listen, okay? And pop in and say hi. And guys, again, so good to have this time with you. Let's do it again.
Yeah, thanks, let's
Kim.
Do it again. We love
right.
it.
Okay,
thank
for
you.
Sure. Clink. And happy holidays, my
friends. Happy holidays, everyone, and Kim.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Click.
Well, that was crazy, and I'm so sad still, but I really learned a lot because I'm not letting anybody...
Trust no one.
I'm not letting anybody around my kids. They're like, but I have a kid and they want to play with your suit. Nope, sorry.
It's so easy to be trusting, especially during this holiday season, to let your guard down. And you can't do it.
Yeah,
no, can't do. Don't do it.
I mean, I really do hope that they get this guy some way, somehow. But we shall see. Maybe we'll have some sort of update soon. But thank you, Kim, again for being on our podcast. And like we said, go visit Slaycation, listen to our episode on their podcast too, and let us know what you guys think. That's it for today.
That's about it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.